The Bad Girl's Guide to Better, a stealth help guide to getting your act together. Written and read by Casey Berros. Lesson one, make peace with your past. You are not your mistakes. I believe firmly in reinvention, which is lucky because when I was younger, I was a fucking nightmare. Now I understand that we are supposed to go through renovations, upgrades, and even the occasional backward slide in life. But at a micro level, we forget that we're allowed to choose who we want to be every single day. Okay, so you can't choose to be Beyonce, but you can choose to be a boss. You can't choose to be Michelle Obama, but you can choose to be informed. And you can't choose to be Oprah, but you can choose to be inspirational. You can also choose to be a psychopath, like my alter ego, Lola. She's still in there, though she's pretty much retired now. But before she hung up her glittery high tops, anything could happen on her watch. She could be fun and cool and sexy, but she could also be tipsy and dangerous and annoying. Casey got invited to parties, but sometimes Lola would tackle, bind, and gag her before throwing her in the trunk of a car and turning up in her place, cackling like Harley Quinn. Many years ago, when I was in my early 20s, I went to a party where a much older man, who, side note, was a family friend whose kids were my mates, tried to kiss me. I felt cornered, awkward, and dirty. What is it with men, especially of the rich, powerful variety, thinking they can take whatever they want, especially from young girls? I escaped to the beach with a handful of friends, ready to blast that experience right out of my psyche the only way I knew how. I hadn't clocked that we were jumping on a friend's boat, the rich kid's version of jumping on the bus, and getting out of there altogether, but I no longer cared. Anywhere was better than there. We motored across to a secluded bay where we knew we wouldn't cause too much of a ruckus to nearby boats and houses with our music and skullduggery. I say that like I had any sway in where we went or any idea what was going on. After we moored, I went to open a beer off the table on the back of the boat, putting the lip of the cap on the edge of the table and then banging the top of the beer to get the lid off. The owner of the boat saw what I was about to do and understandably told me off. He'd been kind enough to take me on his lovely and probably very expensive boat, and here I was using it as a giant bottle opener. I felt my cheeks go hot and prickly and I wanted to evaporate, but instead I chose the next best option, which was to strip and swim. I'm not sure what my plan was, to swim to shore and then get a cab home, I suppose. Sopping wet, in my undies, with no phone and no money. The trouble with my genius plan was that we were moored in a bay at the bottom of a cliff, so there was no shore. Now, your girl can swim. School swim champ 7 years in a row, thank you very much. But even at 5% brain capacity, I knew I was in no position to make it further than a few protest laps around the boat. I had no choice but to come back to the vessel with my wet tail between my legs. Face, meet palm.